From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. An international search continues for Tunisian national accused of carrying out Monday's deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin. 12 people were killed, dozens more injured, when a driver plowed a large truck into a crowd of holiday shoppers. A $100,000 reward is being offered for the capture of the 24-year-old Anas Amri. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack, but it's unclear if the suspect had been in touch with the terror group. Final evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for one day. The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a milestone in the nearly six-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey that also called for people to leave villages that have been under rebel siege. Meantime, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution to set up a panel to investigate and gather evidence of possible war crimes in Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's foreign minister told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that his government believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who lives in the United States. Mr. Erdogan also blamed Gulen for the July failed coup in Turkey. Gulen condemned the attack earlier this week. The U.S. has rejected as absolutely ridiculous suggestions that it was involved in or supported the assassination of Gulen because of Gulen's presence in the U.S. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured scores of others near Mexico City. Forensic experts are using genetic analysis in an attempt to identify burned remains. President-elect Donald Trump met the heads of two major airline builders, vowing to bring down the cost of multi-billion-dollar government defense contracts.
We're going to get it done for less than that, and we're committed to working together to make sure that happens. And I was able to give the president-elect my personal commitment on behalf of the Boeing company. Yeah, this is a business that's important to us. We work on Air Force One because it's important to our country, and we're going to make sure that he gets the best capability and that it's done affordably.
The heads of Boeing, Lockheed Martin, were joined by several generals and admirals at Trump's Florida estate. Following the meeting, Trump told reporters the attacks in Europe this week proved that he is right about his plans to institute tough screening for Muslims attempting to enter the United States. In the U.S., a deal to repeal the state of North Carolina's controversial bathroom bill, which limits LGBT access to facilities, fell apart late Wednesday as Democrats and Republicans in the state legislature clashed over the measure's provisions. Governor-elect Roy Cooper, a Democrat, believes the lawmakers gave up too soon in reaching a compromise.
I'm disappointed that we have yet to remove the stain on the reputation of our great state that is around this country and around the world.
The bill is primarily known for banning people from using public restrooms that do not correspond with their gender listed on their birth certificate. The bathroom measure led to lawsuits against the state, including one in May by the Obama administration, which sued the state, saying the law breaks federal anti-discrimination laws. Violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 21 people dead. The violence broke out amid demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila, who remains in office even though his term has ended. A court ruled that he should stay in power until elections, which the ruling party has set for 2018. Opposition demonstrators are demanding Mr. Kabila step down. A group of Roman Catholic bishops brokering talks between the opposition and the ruling party are calling for an agreement between the sides by Sunday. And President Barack Obama has declared a ban on offshore oil and natural gas drilling throughout large areas of the Arctic and the U.S. Atlantic seaboard. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.